Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
So we began our series of discussions on the Panchatattva on Tuesday where we covered that Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shri Prabhupada and yesterday, Wednesday, we covered as much as we could in a given time the Lord Nityananda and Shri Prabhupada and today we are going to cover Srila Advaita Acharya and Shri Prabhupada and tomorrow, Friday, we are going to cover Gadadhara Pandit and on Saturday, Shri Vasudeva Thakur So we read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 6 The glories of Sri Advaita Acharya Text number 12 Jagat Mangala Advaita Mangala Gunadama Mangala Charitra Sadha Mangala Yanga Nama. So the word Mangala is used 4 times in this verse. The first Jagat Mangala means all auspicious for the world. The next Mangala Guna Nama means the reservoir of all auspicious attributes. Then Mangala Charitra means all characteristics are auspicious. Then Mangala itself means auspicious. That's 4 times. Translation of Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious. For the world, his characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. Prabhu. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an acharya, a teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. What's the word I just said? Anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. In other words, Lord Vishnu also engages in devotional service. This is the main point. Anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to you and its society. A rejected person of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living being from conditioned life, become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities or impersonal liberation. Bewildered by the spell of the material energy, however, persons who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is not different from Vishnu wanted to follow him on their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu are one and the same because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the cause of incarnation, or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, he is the supply agent or ingredient in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself, for such activities free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge one can attain the highest state of perfection. Om Agyata Kimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Akshurudmilita Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kaja Maya Kaja Kiswa Padantika Vanchaka Pata Rubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Mayapur, April 5th, 1975, where he was explaining about Srila Advaita Acharya. And he says that there are three principles: the Ishvara principle, the Maya principle, and the Jiva principle. And Advaita Acharya is the Ishvara principle. In other words, he belongs to the category of Vishnu. He is not within the Shiva or Shakti Tattva, neither he is within the Jiva Tattva. But takes on the category of the Jiva Tattva through the Shakti Tattva to come in the Pancha Tattva. Tattva, Tattva, Tattva. You digest it. It doesn't change one's position as the Vishnu Tattva. But comes to the level of the Jiva Tattva through Shiva or Shakti Tattva into a member being of the member of the Pancha Tattva. That's how it is. So to explain that would take a while. While means many days. So after the lecture, Srila Prabhupada concluded that Advaita Acharya is best known as a Vaishnava. As a Vaishnava. Usually Vaishnava is a Jiva Tattva. But he is not Jiva Tattva, but he comes to that stage of taking the consciousness of a Jiva Tattva, always, always Vishnu Tattva. So then Prabhupada clarify why he is a Vaishnava. Very simple. So Prabhupada said, Mancha Kalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. And then he said, that path of the Vaishnava pranam that describes Advaita Acharya is Patitana Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. And the Vaishnava is always feeling the sufferings of others and always feeling how to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. And Prabhupada says, who are captivated, the fallen souls, who are captivated by the false philosophy of hedonism. Or hedonism. And then he says hedonism means eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy. Prabhupada says like right in my book. So a person like Advaita Acharya is always feeling how to deliver these people who are thinking that they enjoy what they suffer of eat, drink, and be merry. Because that's the way they say it in the Western. So he's talking to his disciples in Mayapur. So Srila Prabhupada in another place says, although Advaita Acharya, being Vishnu himself, could immediately come and deliver, but he felt in his deep humility incapable. So therefore he prayed for the appearance of Lord Krishna himself, who came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's another reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared because of the appeal and prayers by offering Tulasi and Ganga Jal to his Shaligram and piteously and humbly and with great earnestness and feeling from the heart praying to Lord Krishna Krishna. There's a friend. So we know that reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared. But there's another reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared. It's because Advaita Acharya is not Mahavishnu. So Lord Chaitanya, so Lord Krishna is saying that if Mahavishnu cannot be Mahavishnu, then I as Lord Krishna also cannot be Lord Krishna. You see the reason? Because Mahavishnu is transformed into a consciousness of the personification of compassion for the fallen conditioned soul. Normally Mahavishnu does not do that. Normally Mahavishnu, when he breathes out, what happens? All these material universes come out. Now all of you who are conditioned soul, go and suffer. Go and suffer. And every time Mahavishnu does this, when he breathes out, it's like with great pain. This service I have to do, creation, so they go and suffer. But when will I get that service that I can take them out of their suffering conditions in this universe that I am creating and send them out and not come to take back within this universe that I am creating? This is Mahavishnu's feeling. So then the Prabhupada so nicely says here that one who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. So Advaita Acharya is the form of Lord Vishnu in performing devotional service that he likes to do. That he likes to do. So that's one reason why, and that internal reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared, because if Mahavishnu can become a devotee and I am Lord Krishna, so I can also become a devotee. Take the consciousness of the jiva and be a devotee. So that's why also Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Not just by the appeals of Advaita Acharya. And the other reason is that this poor Mahavishnu, you know, sometimes he hears about Radha Krishna Leela. He hears about it. And sometimes, you know, in Leela, sometimes Krishna himself, not from Radha Krishna Leela associates like Radharani and the cowherd boys and Yasoda and Nanda, not like that. You know, outside of the Radha Krishna Leela, sometimes Krishna goes with Arjuna and visits Mahavishnu. Do you know, right? You know the Leela? They go to visit Mahavishnu. Visiting. So Mahavishnu, he looks at this is a, you could say, a Dwarkadish. Krishna has the king of Dwarka, Dwarkadish, with Arjuna. So Mahavishnu, he look at Krishna. But he is in a superior position externally, spiritually externally. He lies there. They came to visit him because, you know, he is Mahavishnu. He is the Supreme Lord. You know, and our Krishna, who is this king in Dwarka, came with his friend Arjuna to visit me. But when he comes, he looks at Krishna, he sees something is there. Something is there. He gets a bit confused. Then he hears sometimes in the form of Narayan from Narada Muni. You know, because Mahavishnu is also Narayan. Then he hears about Radha, the gopis, the cowherd boys. He's wondering how. You know, I have so much juices there, but you know, because he doesn't have that kind of leela, that pastime. His only pastime, and at the end of the lecture in Mayapur, Achyutananda Swami, he asked Srila Prabhupada a question. And he asked, and the question Achyutananda Swami asked, he said, Srila Prabhupada, we can understand how Advaita Acharya is the servant of Lord Chaitanya. But how is Mahavishnu and the Vishnu Chaturbhuj, six arm form that we have in the temple, how do they serve Krishna? We can understand that Advaita Acharya is serving Lord Chaitanya. How does Mahavishnu serve Krishna? So Prabhupada, simple, in practically one sentence, is that Srishti Tattva. Krishna wanted the creation, and they were the agents who served Krishna, they are creating. Like I said in the beginning, Mahavishnu creates them. He says, that's the service. But we know that that Mahavishnu, when he's doing that service, he's sending everyone to the prison house of the material world. Just wondering, when will they come out? Is everything here? And even when he makes it, from aprakat means manifest to aprakat. Manifest prakat to aprakat. Or from like mahatattva to pradhan back. Then they all come back into his. When he breathes in, they all come back into his form, because he's the super soul of the entire material creation. They don't go anywhere because they become shot into a coma. Like deep sleep. Then when he breathes out, it makes them conscious again. Into the universe. And they come in, they go out, come. What do I do for them not to come into me and not to go out back to the material world? I have to do something. So he has that kind of desire. And that's when he appears as Srila Advaita Acharya. Because he doesn't need to create. He can liberate. Liberate the fallen conditioned souls. As Advaita Acharya. That's why he appeared. And he maintains his position. He does not preach to them, go back to Godhead. He said, I put you in jail by the order of that Supreme Krishna. Now I have to get him to come and get you out. Because if I do it myself, it's like, who am I to do it? I'm not qualified. He feels that. I put you in here, but let me get the person who asked me to put you in here to get you back out. Lord Chaitanya. Simple. Krishna Kaisa is simple. Panchatattva makes it very, very simple. So Srila Prabhupada says that the most ideal grihastha in Chaitanya Leela is Sripad Advaita Acharya. And he has his bhavan, Advaita Bhavan, his place of residence in a place called Shantipur. And if you've been, to Shantipur, you mean that. So next time you go to Gaudadesh in the Nadia district, you must also visit Shantipur. On the disappearance anniversary of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, which is about 3 or 4 days before Gaur Purnima every year, our Mayapur Chandrayaan Mandir devotees, they take at least 60 bus loads of devotees to go to Shantipur, and they distribute lakhs and lakhs of plates of hot, delicious prasad for the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Shantipur. I think it's about maybe 3 hours by buses. So by car tour. Been or been with? Yeah. Beautiful. It's on the banks of the Ganga. It's the residence of Srila Advaita Acharya. So one time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy by the chanting of the holy names for 3 continuous days and nights. So Advaita Acharya is thinking, you know, I'm hungry, I have to eat. But he's not stopping. Anyway, I will also dance. So after 3 days and 3 consecutive nights, Advaita Acharya, he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, that means you have invested the potency in Srila Vakreshwara Pandit, whose disappearance is today. Because he could dance continuously for 72 hours. How many days and nights is that? Because he did first Vakreshwara Pandit, then Mahaprabhu did after that. So you have invested in that, because without you doing that to him, and now you are doing that, means because of you he has done. Transcendental dance of Vakreshwara Pandit. So then Mahaprabhu looked at Srila Advaita Acharya because he's senior in a way. Because he's the disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri, who's the Param Guru of Lord Chaitanya. So Advaita Acharya, he says, my dear Mahaprabhu, can you please come to my home for prasad? You have been fasting continuously for 3 days. So Mahaprabhu said, fasting? I was drinking the nectar of love for Krishna. What is fasting for? Prasad. Before Mahaprabhu could say no, he caught him by the come. He's Bengali, Vaishnava. Before they can say, come. They keep Prashanti for to Advaita Baba. So, Advaita explained why he was taken to Lord Chaitanya. He said, now, I have just cooked some palmful of rice, and the vegetables are very simple. There's no luxury here, there's no opulence here. Just a little liquid vegetable and some sharp human's fish. So he's explaining like that to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he took Lord Chaitanya in the boat and brought him to Shantipur. There Advaita Acharya, he did the food bathing, abhishek for Lord Chaitanya. And then already, there's no telephone those days, you know. What is that Advaita Acharya's wife's name? Sita Thakurani. Yeah. So Mother Sita Thakurani, she already knew. Started cooking. His consciousness moved like that. Yeah. Then Advaita Acharya personally offered everything first to his Shalindra, who is known as Lord Vishnu. Mahaprabhu is watching. Because Mahaprabhu appeared in the Gaur for devotees, so he's keeping that in line. See? And Advaita Acharya doesn't know that he's Lord Vishnu himself. He's offering to his Shalindra. Just see the potency of Yoga Maya. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, this is ideal householder's life, where the husband and wife, they live together, and the husband, he works very hard to secure paraphernalia for worshipping Lord Vishnu. And the wife, she's nicely at home, and she cooks a variety of foodstuffs like for Lord Vishnu, and then the pati, the husband, offers it to the deity of Lord Vishnu. After that, arati is performed. Prabhupada says, And the prasadam was distributed amongst the family members and guests. He's saying this in the purport here. And he says, according to the Vedic principle, if a proper Krishna conscious household is all, there must always be a guest to serve, not just the family members. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada says, in my own childhood, Prabhupada says, I used to say my father received not less than 4 guests every day. Not less than 4 guests every day. Yeah. And in those days he said, and my father's income was not very, very much. Not very, very much, but 4 guests every day. And he said, but still there was no difficulty in offering them prasadam. Then Srila Prabhupada said this famous thing, according to Vedic principles, also before taking lunch, should go outside. Anyone knows after that? And you should shout, is there anyone out there who is hungry and without food? You please come. But you know, if you do it here, Brahmananda Prabhu asked him, Prabhu, you know this? Because this is in the purport, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada, what about Africa? The householder goes out and anyone out there is hungry? Prabhupada said, yes. Most of them, they are always hungry. So feed. 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 So Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, we should do that. Yes. Let them know that Krishna is Janardhan. Krishna is?
Janardhan.
And what is the meaning of Janardhan? Jana means everyone, even including the animals, trees, the birds, all species of life, including human beings. And Ardhan means? Like Govardhan. Ardhan means to nourish, to nourish, yes. So Janardhan, Prabhupada said, Janardhan. Ardhan means to nourish every living entity. Or to speak of human beings. Ardha. And then Prabhupada says, and another meaning of Janardhan, besides one who nourishes all the living entities, that means Janardhan means the maintainer, the maintainer of everyone. So this Food for Life program is most important. Prabhupada said, we should tell the world that Krishna is the maintainer. Krishna is the maintainer. And how? Feed. 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 At least Prabhupada was saying, telling them, you know, he said, yes. He said, he used to feed. That's how we feed in Chantipur. Lakhs, hundreds of thousands of people come. Feed. So then the divine disciple asked the Prabhupada, what if we don't have enough food, grains, and vegetables? You know? Prabhupada said, You haven't started feeding yet, and you're complaining? And you're complaining? The disciple kept quiet. Srila Prabhupada said, if you start feeding, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. How it will come? Feed. And it will come. So that is what is here. The exact words Prabhupada says, according to Vedic principles, a householder before taking lunch should go outside and shout very loudly to see if there is anyone without food. In this way he invites people to take prasadam. If someone comes, the householder offers him prasadam, and if there is not so much left, he should offer his own portion to the guest. If no one responds to his call, the householder can accept his own lunch. Thus, the householder's life is also a kind of austerity. Because of this, the householder's life is called the Grihastha Ashram. Not just Grihastha, it becomes a place of shelter for not only the family, a place of shelter for the entire world. Yes. Although a person may live with his wife and children happily in Krishna consciousness, he also observes the regular principles followed in any temple. If there is no Krishna consciousness, the householder's abode is called Griha Medhi's house. Householders of Krishna consciousness are actually Grihasthas. That is, those living in the ashram with their families and children. Advaita Acharya was an ideal Grihastha, and his house was the ideal Grihastha Ashram. You can read this. Chaitanya Chaitanya Madhya Leela, chapter 3, text 38 to 41. 4 years. Now, I'll give you an example. I personally experienced. You know, during the second term of elections, first there was Nelson Mandela from 94 to 98 or 90. Then next term election, because he only served for one term as president. Then Thabo Mbeki became president, his deputy. So that time there was like tribal warfare. Like how you have here, you have tribes, right? They vote according to tribal.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
What? Kikuyu?
Kikuyu.
And something else.
Kalenjis. Huh? Kikuyu is Kalenjis. Luos. Masai. Kikuyu is Luos. Masai. Luos.
Okay, okay. In South Africa. South Africa we have like the Zulus, you know? Just the word, you know, Zulu. they're like the African Kshatriyas in the whole of Africa. Oh, they're huge. Don't look them in the eye. Bishop says, you heard of Shaka?
Yes.
King of the Zulu.
There was a series that
came. He was 8 feet in height. Tallest. And muscular. And he had on rhythm in Dingaan. We learn in history. So, In South Africa, like in Nelson Mandela's tribe is the Khoza, Kutalezi's tribe is the Zulu, you know, like, so this thing was going on, election. So, you know, I was born in South Africa, so they know, I'm not Khoza or Zulu, you know, they know us, so we are neither side of it. So, we have one. We have several vehicles. It says Hare Krishna, food for life, you know, on the vehicle. So we decided to go to a place called Gandhi's settlement. When Gandhi, you know, Gandhi was thrown off the train, that's how he became famous, not in India, in South Africa. He was thrown off the train because he was in a white compartment of the train, and then he went to a place called Inanda near Phoenix, where we have a big temple, and he formed his own settlement. So there the FANC, African National Congress, those days, underground, that's a party ruling, And then he formed with other people the NIC, the Nepali Indian Congress. That's how the Congress Party in India got their name from South Africa. Yeah, Congress. So we went to this Inanda settlement where Gandhi used to be, but now it's all residents of Africans. But they know this is Gandhi's place. So we went there because Gandhi built schools for them, so many things, so forth, and I had a trust, memorial trust. So we went there. So this is in a place called Huang Ashu. Now election is like, general election is like, 2 weeks away. Because it's coming tomorrow. So I went and said, let's go to Food for Life and see the people. So we went to two of our vehicles, Hare Krishna Food for Life. We were driving, the police stopped us. Said, you can't go in there. I said, why? We also can't go there. Because Khoisans and Zulus, they have their, it's a panda.
Yes.
Panda means, it's like a machete. It's like a machete, it's pretty big,
We have pandas.
Yes. And some pandas look like a question mark, So they're fighting. So then either the commissioner or something that was there, because he knew that this is going to become world headlines and it's wrong. So he saw us, he said, come on. He said, what? And we can solve the problem now. He said, no, we'll escort you in. But we didn't know why, but we had to follow. So he didn't put any police vehicles in the front. Our two vehicles are in the front. And we went. So they came 100 meters behind us. But they put several policemen with us in our vehicles. And the policemen are down in the hiding. Just because we have to feel safe. So we went, as soon as we drove in, we are chanting. They saw us. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare. They started chanting.
Hare Krishna.
With the blood stain. Weapons and and then I saw, 150 meters away, I saw a man, he's looking at Hare Krishna, he hit the guy with a match, he practically hit his head, cut open, the game should return and go back. What's going on? So the police said, you go, you still go. I know what you saw. Because they can see through some of these. He's laughing at you, but he's hitting the guy. Then he threw that aside and he's walking towards us. So we went in and we saw they all put their weapons down and we saw bodies here, while I'm feeding. It's like, we brought peace to the entire. Yeah, so the police came, they also started feeding. It came in the national news prime time at 8:13 that evening. TV stations on there. So the Hare Krishna's brought, peace to this whole thing, just by feeding people. What's it going to do with being with you? What's this culture? People are hungry, living in fat. So what? So in the same way, following the footsteps of Advaitacharya and Srila Prabhupada, in Africa, feed, told Ramananda, feed. Well, if you do that, then they will know you, they will know you. They will even know where you stay. And they'll make sure nobody comes to your home and steals. See? They don't know where you stay. So I'll give you another example. The area of KwaZulu-Natal, this place is called Kwamash. Another place is called Umlazi. That's predominantly Zulu, which is near to our Chancellor Temple. This is near our Phoenix Temple. So one of our devotees who is in charge of the Food for Life program is about maybe 70 years of age. His name is Lakshmi Nandan. Now he is bold. He loves to feed. He'll cook himself. He has his own vehicle. If nobody goes with him, he'll put the pots and everything himself. And he'll drive alone. So one day he went to Umasi. But they don't know that we have trackers. You know, we have trackers. You know, you can track the vehicle. So he was feeding in this place for almost 12 years. Right? So one gang came from another precinct, they call, in another section of Umlazi King. They saw this Food for Life man, see, and they saw him feeding. So they surrounded him, about 20 of them. They said, give us the keys. Well, I'm feeding. No, no, we want the vehicle. So he, they took the keys from him. They said, now you jump in. Oh, okay. He's a fearless fellow. So he jumped in with them. They drove him to the taxi rank and they gave him money. So you take this taxi and you go back. They took the vehicle. So some of those people who were feeding, they saw that, right? Yeah. They saw that. So there's always newspaper reporters and photographers because the newspaper people, they have their people staying there. They pay them. You know, you take out nice photos, nobody should know, you bring it to us. They give them cameras. So there's some people who took the cameras and they hide, they took out photos of these people. And they took the photos of these people and took it to the chief of the village. To the chief of the village. He came the next day. Right? We tracked it. We know they abandoned the car. They took some things away. But you can't catch them. You can't go to the police station. Go to the police station, report them. That those fellows' friends would catch them in the shopping center. You can't. But the chief of the village came to our temple and he begged us. He said, don't stop coming here to feed. We will catch them. They caught that gang. And they took Lakshminath and said, you interfere with this man again and his organization, we will come and wipe out your entire village. And the chief of that village had to collect money from them to buy a new van. So Prabhupada says, feed, feed, feed. But that's what he means. You're maintaining others on behalf of Krishna, but you'll be protected by the very people. Feed, feed, feed. I'll give you one more experience. It's all in relation to Prabhupada and Amritacharya. You know, this body was born in a place, it's called Malagasy near Sapinga, which is about like 30 kilometers south of Durban on the coast, along the beach. So in that place where we were living, where I was born, next to a river, nice flowing river, we were brought up with we don't have our own property, we lease land, we're poor. We don't have any lights, no water, no roads, you know, no television, no telephone, nothing. We just live off the land. So we built our own home, we build our home with mud, you know mud? Mud huts, yeah? And sometimes we use asbestos for roof, and sometimes, you know, iron sheets on the sides or something when it's raining. We didn't need to go to market for vegetables, everything grows. We had like about 3/4 of an acre land, huh? Well, 2 minutes walk from us, who's our neighbors? African Zulu people. Because we were non-whites. Non-whites means not white. Whether you're brown or black, you're not white. So I can speak Zulu, you know? When you ask somebody, how are you? We say, Wunjani. And they say, Sapil. You know, okay. So all these Africans around us, cutting guavas and mangoes from the same tree and so on. they'll go other place. You know, where the Indians are more wealthy in steel and gum. But they'll always protect us. Always protect us. So when you live amongst them and when you feed them, even if you're living better than them materially, they'll still protect you. Because you're giving them the maintainer, Janardhan. You're giving them Krishna. And Krishna is in their hearts. Krishna is in their hearts. So when these policemen ask them, you know, we took you all in on your two vehicles and, you know, all this writing and this tribal, you know, civil wise stuff and so forth. How is that? He said, no, Krishna is in there. I said, who's Krishna? No, he's their heart. Their heart, your heart. So he's telling them on this people. I was sent by me. Then the commissioner, so we give them books. Now this place is called Shantipur. In this place, Shantipur, Srila Prabhupada conceived of feeding the whole world. Prasad, Krishna Prasad. In 1980, the main pujari in Shantipur, Advaita Bhavan, he saw some white-bodied devotees, you know, came there because they knew the importance of Advaita Bhavan, Shantipur. And they were staying nearby. You know, like some people gave them accommodation. So they used to come 1, 2, 3 days there. But because he was very elderly, this pujari, he has to take more rest. So he'll come round about 10 o'clock and do his pujari service. Because he's very old, probably about 90, 92 years old. So maybe even older, I'm not sure, in 1980. So he saw these foreign devotees coming. But he can't read English, he can't understand English, he can't speak English, he doesn't know anything. So he's in charge of the other pujaris. But he was like so worried and big anxiety that, you know, what if I leave my body at any time? You know? I know these other pujaris, you know, they're not so, you know, they have some materialist desires that take money or they may sell this property, you know. This is Advaita Acharya's place, you know. And that's so he was very worried. So he's praying. He's praying to Advaita Acharya, you please send me some help. I am going to leave this body. I want this place to continue with the same devotion that you have bestowed here. You know? You please send somebody. So when he was praying like that, you know, while he was doing his aarti, and he came out, and he saw these foreign devotees, and he can't speak to them. He's like completely, you know, dumb. He's white, you know. These people got japa mala, and some of them, even these matajis, are very sorry, you know. The chanting. You know, an old man, little bit nervous, can't see nicely, so he'll go close. So he went to one devotee, very close. And then, the beat there. And the devotee, so he brought his mother. So he go close, he had Hari Krishna. The devotee is chanting. So then the devotee could understand it, maybe he's semi-blind and, you know, he coming close. He's like so happy, you know, seeing the devotees. So the devotee, he didn't know what to do, so he took out one back to Godhead magazine. You know? And he gave it to him. You know? So he looks at the back to Godhead magazine, you know. And he sees on the corner there a photo of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know the old, first, you know, got in as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the early banker. You know, like he's sitting, he's like writing. Ah, Prabhupada. He's saying, Prabhupada. He's still holding. He's so, you know, Prabhupada. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. See? So the devotee is like, and the old Back to Godhead magazines, you know, this is Chantipur. It's the main, they call it Sevite, you know, S-A-V-I-T, Sevites. So he, the devotee, he turned because he's in his hold. So the devotee is telling him, this is Prabhupada. He turned cover on the top. You know, you'll see that logo, you'll see Bhaktisiddhanta. This. Not this Prabhupada. This one, we know. You know, he's trying to self-devotee. You know. So then this devotee said, you know, I don't know, you know, how to come in here. So he took out a photo of Mayapur, you know, our temple. There. See? Took out a photo of Radha Madhava. Mayapur. Mayapur. So the old man, he thought it would be, so the old man is confused. So he left the BDG with him. See? So he went to one of his pujaris, he said, this inside, you know, the inside cup, he saw Prabhupada, you know, sitting in the Vyasastha and Sannyasi, you know. So after some time, those devotees went to Mayapur after some days. So they saw that, you know, now they put him in a wheelchair, they're pushing him, you know. He's coming to Mayapur, this Sevite. Made puja in Sunday, he's coming to Mayapur. Now he's confusing now that there's a white devotee. He's seeing other, you know, he didn't want this, right? No, you know, so they are confused. So the Bengali, the pujaris, you know, they're speaking to some Bengali devotees. You know, look, somebody came, they gave this thing. He wants to speak about this man in the inside cover. You know, the old BDGs, you see full picture of Prabhupada at the inside front cover. His divine ways of Ramanujan, and speak about this man. So then they took him to Jayapati Goswami. Now he speaks Bengali. So immediately when Jayapati Goswami opened his mouth and speaking Bengali, he was like, and he started crying. So Jayapati Goswami asked him to speak. So he's speaking. Yeah. He's Abhay, you know. See, Abhay. He used to come to Shantipur 1940s, 50s. This is 1980, 40 years earlier. You know, when he was 40 years old himself, or 45, he was pujari then. He says, this, he was Grihastha. He used to come there. And he'll quietly come and he'll chant. He'll chant his japa. He says, I used to do most of the pujari service. So I come, I'll do morning mangal aarti, then I'll do 8 o'clock and so forth. Then I'll offer the rajbhog and everything, and then I'll go. Yeah. But because I'm in charge for the last 50 years, so I'll come and see, are you still sitting same place? But he said, I was very afraid because I didn't want to disturb his. He said, I didn't want to disturb his samadhi. He calls that samadhi. Intense chanting. And he used to go away. Never spoke to our Abhay. Because he saw that name Abhay, because, you know, Abhay Babu used to call him. So then, and Srila Prabhupada was older than him. He said, sometimes I used to give him some prasad and, you know, that. But I used to wait until he's completed his japa. Then I'll just leave it there on the side and then I'll go away. Because, you know, and he'll acknowledge, you know, and go away. Then he said, many years passed from the 1940s. But never saw him. By that time, Srila Prabhupada left his family life, became a vanaprastha, went to Vrindavan, took sannyas. Then he said, I was much older than I came, became a little older, he must have been more older. Then he said, hey, remember, August 1965. I come in the morning, I see this sannyasi. He's sitting in the same place where the Grihastha used to sit before, and he's chanting. But this time when I saw him sitting and chanting, I saw this different. I look, same person but different. Now he's sannyasi and he's chanting. But this time when he's chanting from morning, the whole day he's chanting and he was crying. And he was just crying and crying and crying. And fortunately on that day when he was chanting and crying and crying and crying, nobody came. Nobody came for darshan. Because then I thought, what kind of special day? Only he's here chanting almost whole day. And he's crying and crying and crying and crying and chanting. What is this, you know? And I'm looking at him. So it comes to us like late afternoon, he's still crying and crying and crying and chanting. And he sees the same person. So I didn't speak many words, but he knows me and I know him. Then it was the afternoon, I went home, nearby, you know, and I came back. He's still there. Then I went to him. I was compelled to go and speak to him. I have to know what's happening. And nobody was there. Nobody. So he said that, my dear Maharaj, Swami, he sang his Prabhupada, you know, how can I serve you? How can I do any service? Then Srila Prabhupada opened his mouth. And he said, it is in this place, this particular place, Shantipur, that the Vishnu Tattva, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu, they used to plan the Sankirtan movement. They used to plan the Sankirtan movement. And in some purports, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada makes it very clear, that Advaita Acharya started the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Because Advaita Acharya was senior, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya used to come to Shantipur and plan of how to spread Krishna Consciousness. Therefore I am here. And the Pujari asked him, you are here to plan? He said, no, plan is already there. But I am here because I do not know how I have to do this. My Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I am his humble disciple, Prabhupada. Oh yeah, I told Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, you know, he was telling Prabhupada. So my humble disciple, he said, he gave me this impossible task. Well, impossible task? That I have to leave Bharatavasha, I have to leave Mayapur Navadvip, I have to leave Sri Vrindavan Dham, and I have to go to the west and preach to them. which Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda would Mahaprabhu was planning from here. Now that is impossible for me. I do not know how I have to do this. Pujari said, I agree, it is impossible. He told him. He said, I had to agree with him. So Pujari asked, so Maharaj, Swamiji, won't you go? He said, tomorrow morning. That was the last night Prabhupada spent in Mayapur retreat. And he left and he bought the Jalatintra the next day. This Pujari was saying in 1980 in Mayapur. So he's telling Jayapatika Swami and devotee. So when I saw this BTG, when I saw this thing, it's like showing the BTG, and when I see him inside him, he did it. He's the one, he did it. What is impossible, he did. That is why I have come here to Mayapur. And he said, I have come for another reason. I was praying to Advaita Acharya that I am so old now, I will leave. And in front of his other pujaris who they were younger, these men, I don't trust them. They can be pujari, but I don't trust them. I have all documents, I have everything. This is Advaita Acharya Bhavan. I hand over to you. I trust you. Because this man came there in 1940s. And I can see. If he can do this, then it is nothing for all of you to take care of Advaita Bhavan. Advaita Acharya's home in Shantipur. Please take care. So then Jayapatrika Swami, he knew there'll be mafia, there'll be so many things, for the property. And he knew that. He's smart. He's very smart because he's in Bengal, So he said, yes, sir, we will come to Shantipur in the next few days and we will sort everything out. So in the meantime, he knows the other pujaris were hearing, right? So he said, we will take him. I forget the name now. We will take him to Shantipur, but you all stay. Yes, ma'am. So they made them stay nice and fed them and so on, and they took them. Jayapatrika Swami Maharaj wanted to show them, we are not small people, We are a force to be reckoned with. So after some time, they went to Shantipur. And His Holiness Jayapatrika Swami is also a trustee in what is called, Prabhupada created what is called a Bhaktivedanta Swami Charitable Trust. He created the trust. And the main function of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charitable Trust is to restore all the pastime holy places in Vraj Mandala, Mayapur, Navadvipa, and Jagannathpuri. Is to help restore them. So he took this whole document, we already have trust, took our notaries, lawyers and so forth. His pujaris were happy that he was adopted into our Bhakti Goswami Charitable Trust. Now it's bound. So before they could tell the other pujaris, they didn't understand what was happening. Then they started doing some renovation, like cleaning up this, that. You'll see, it's all written there, we're doing that. So that's how we won it over. Still the pujaris there, some of them are old, but how we won it. This is the principal link of Srila Prabhupada Advaita Acharya in the mission of Krishna consciousness. Then we'll take one more last time. A few minutes or something. Srila Prabhupada used to say of himself, even when I was a child, even when I was a youth, and even when I was a student, I was always a leader. Always a leader. And if I wanted to do something, nobody could stop me. Prabhupada was that determined in his nature. So when he was in the college, what's the name of the college he went to? Scottish Church's College, yes. And all, you know, like Englishmen were teaching. When he was in college, yeah. So during that time, there was like a famous person who was like a good organizer, a good director of theatre in the whole of Bengal. His name was Amrit Lal Chandra Bose. They say he didn't need sound system. He could project his voice in any audience acoustically. From that family came this Bose sound speakers. It was from that dynasty, that's when Bose went to America to the technology. So the Scottish Church's College, they used to bring famous people for their students. So they also invited Amrit Lal Chandra Bose to come to the college. So Srila Prabhupada and his classmates, they approached Amrit Lal and Amrit Lal Bose and said, "Look, we want to do drama." Yeah. What drama? Chaitanya Leela. And Amrit Lal Bose said, "Look, Chaitanya Leela drama for two annas." What's anna?
Paisa, 100
annas
made 1 paisa.
Yeah, 100 annas make 1 paisa, right? And 100 paisa make 1 rupee, something like that. So 2 annas, you can go to any public theatre and see Chaitanya Leela. That's how common it was. So Prabhupada said, no, not like that. We're not active, but we want to do. But we're not charging any money. Because we want to do. So Amrit Lal Bose, he argued, he said, they should appreciate your performance so much that after seeing it, they should agree never to sin again. Prabhupada said, yes, that's the way. That we should perform in such a way for free, but they should be moved and agreeing not to sin again. So that's why we wanted to do this drama. So Amrit Lal Bose understood, because he was paid very well by the Scottish to come there. So then this eminent director said, "But we shall practice but outside of school hours, because I don't want to be paid for this, because that's how we have to do it. It is my service." So he volunteered his service and he trained all these young men, students. He said, on one condition, that they cannot perform in public unless he sees that the production was perfect enough. He cannot prematurely push me for performance unless I am satisfied. They agreed. So he trained them for a few months, for almost more than a year. They were getting like fed up. When. But you can't tell him. So after more than a year, after rehearsing this Chaitanya play, finally Amrit Lal Bose said, "Okay, we'll stage one public performance. Just one performance. Now I'm satisfied you can do." So our Abhay Charan, what part did he play? Advaita Acharya. He played the part of Advaita Acharya. And he noticed while they were playing the part, and he noticed when he was playing his part, Advaita Acharya, sometimes his eyes will go to the audience and still play his part. that everyone in the audience was crying. At first he could not understand why. But then he realized that the actors were like so well trained, but besides that they were so sincere, they didn't charge any money for the audience, and that the audience were moved spiritually. So Srila Prabhupada in the Rupa Conversation recalls this, and I'll read it. So I had the part of Advaita Acharya. So on the stage, when we saw all the public, they were crying, the audience, regularly crying. We could not understand how they were crying, because we were dry. We have learned how to play, that's all. He trained in such a way that we could not understand how we were playing. But the audience, they appreciated so much. Every one of them was crying. And another effect was, because sometimes there were need of proxy, some player has not come and the rehearsal is going on. So the result was that each and every one of us learned to play of the others. But he took that part of a greater child. So there was no scarcity of duplicate. So that was the first and last of playing in dramatic drama in my life. Chaitanya Leela. So that was Prabhupada's first acting drama and the last a dramatic performance. He never acted like that after that in anything. Very special connection to Srila Advaita Acharya. All right, take a little bit more time. Do you have any comments or questions you'd like to ask? So we'll look forward to your nice association again tomorrow, same time. And we're going to get into the nice appearance and activities and character and pastime of Srila Gadadhara, who's none other than, not Rishi, that other Pandit is not Radharani. Did you know that?
No, there's two people.
Radharani and Krishna combined is Lord Chaitanya. So who's Gadadhara Pandit? Tomorrow evening. It's connected to Srimati Radharani, but not the way you know. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Advaita Acharya ki, Anantapudi Vaishnava Vandhi, Dai Gaur Premanande.